stay out of sight. I wanna go home where I belong, 'cause I'm just a lonely teenager.
I wanna go back home,
lonely teenager.
Please let me go back home.
That's Dion, Lonely Teenager, 8 o'clock at WRJN. Someone's trying to sell a rare discontinued Klondike Choco Taco that's still sealed. They're trying to sell it on the eBay. They'll ship it to you with dry ice for the very low cost of $25,000. Now, we do some interviews here on the radio on WRJN. I want to interview the person who buys that thing for $25,000. It's 8 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Receive Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. There are five major wildfires burning in and around Los Angeles this morning. The burn is so large, giving off so much smoke, it's visible from space. L.A. Fire Captain Adam Van Gerpen tells CBS Mornings.
Even as our crews are out there battling the fires, we have these ember casts and the wind direction just changes it immediately.
Correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti is in Pacific Palisades.
Palisades fire has devoured everything in its path, including some of the most exclusive neighborhoods in the country, leaving behind only remnants of what was in the Pacific Palisades.
Five deaths are now blamed on the flames. Almost 2,000 structures have been destroyed. 130,000 people are under evacuation orders. Alec Gellis narrowly escaped the flames in Malibu.
It was like a vortex of embers. There was no oxygen. I couldn't breathe. I barely even made it to my car.
A new fire in the Hollywood Hills is threatening the iconic Hollywood sign. Harrison Ford and Billy Crystal, among the latest celebrities to lose their homes. Former President Jimmy Carter's casket is about to be transferred from the U.S. Capitol Rotunda to the Washington National Cathedral for a state funeral. Correspondent Allison Keyes is there.
Among the speakers at the ceremony today, Reverend Andrew Young. He was a civil rights activist and former U.S. ambassador to the U.N. The first lesson will be given by President Carter's grandson, Joshua. Among the tributes, President Ford's son Stephen, President Mondale's son Ted, and of course President Biden is giving the main tribute today.
The threat of a dock workers' strike's been called off after the Longshoremen's Union reached a tentative contract agreement with the Maritime Alliance last night. CBS's Chanel Call.
While the details have not been made public yet, the two sides have reached an agreement on the final sticking point, automation.
The U.S. just announced another military aid package for Ukraine. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
Ukrainian President Zelensky, in a reference to the inauguration, said it's clear that a new chapter starts for Europe and the world in 11 days, and cooperation must continue.
We've come such a long way that it would honestly be crazy to drop the ball now.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, at his last meeting with the group, announced another U.S. assistance package worth $500 million.
San Francisco has a new mayor and a new plan for battling the drug scourge there. Daniel Lurie, at his swearing-in.
I'm introducing a package of fentanyl state of emergency ordinances. This will allow us to further surge resources and bypass the bureaucratic hurdles standing in the way of tackling this crisis.
Markets close this National Day of Mourning. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine voters will have multiple options for some common council seats in the upcoming election. A primary is set for February 18th. The ballot includes contested races on the Racine City Council in Districts 1, 5, 9, 11, and 15. Several incumbents are facing challenges. That primary election will narrow the field for two Kenosha School Board seats. It'll feature incumbent Rebecca Stevens and four challengers. The primary will eliminate one candidate before the final election. First District Representative Brian Stile will conduct listening sessions tomorrow. He'll be in Racine and Kenosha counties later in the day. The RUSD board will discuss potentially renaming Red Apple Elementary on Monday. Options include incorporating NASA astronaut Laurel Clark's name. The committee will hold at least one more meeting before a potential vote by the board. and Wisconsin health officials have issued a warning about surging respiratory illnesses. They say there's a rise in flu, COVID-19, and RSV, with emergency room visits increasing. Aurora Healthcare has brought back masks at their facilities. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks roll over the Spurs.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 121-105 win over the Spurs last night, snapping a three-game losing streak at home for Milwaukee. Giannis with his 432nd career double-double, surpassing the franchise record set by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Damian Lillard on the Bucks' best performance since beating the Thunder for the NBA Cup.
Everything starts with, you know, our focus. And I think, you know, we've just been more focused coming off some games that we feel like we should have won. Ultimately, like, what's going to give us a chance to win games, and what are we doing when we're at our best?
College hoops, Wisconsin hosts Minnesota, 6 o'clock tomorrow night. NFL, it's the Packers and the Eagles, Sunday at 3:30. Packers quarterback's Jordan Love, an elbow injury. Malik Willis, his right thumb, limited in practice. I asked Love about losing Christian Watson to a torn ACL.
That's a huge loss. It's one of those ones that it sucks. You know, you hurt for Christian, especially at this time of the year.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 29 for a high this afternoon with winds south at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy with some light snow after midnight. We'll drop down to 22. Tomorrow, more light snow. Not going to be much. A dusting at best. Our high tomorrow, right around 30. Could see more light snow on Sunday into Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
It is 8 degrees outside right now.
I find it hard to get out of a regular bed. It's always sad in the morning. You're like, I'm going to miss you. You were wonderful last night. I didn't want it to end. We never want it to end, right? That's why there's the snooze bar. Nothing like starting the day off with a little procrastination. As my first decision of the day, I will go back to sleep. How many plants is the snooze bar destroyed? You hear the alarm, you're like, you know what? I'm not going to the gym this morning. Snooze. 8 minutes later, you hear the alarm. You know what? I took a long shower yesterday. Snooze. 8 minutes later, you hear the alarm. You know what? I always wanted to go on welfare. Snooze. The best is when you wake up, you look at the clock, and you see you still have time to sleep. It's like finding $1,000. This is my lucky day slash night slash day!
Don Rosen. But money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Can buy me love. Everybody tells me so. Can buy me love. No, no, no. Satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Buy me love.
Beatles. Can't buy me love. It's 8:09, make it 8:10 now at WRJN, local news, timeless hits. So, the top thing that helps a man's career is good looks. A survey found that the average handsome man makes $85,900 a year, while the average unattractive man makes $52,100. That's a difference of $33,800. It also explains a lot to me. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 29. Right now it's sunny. It's 8 degrees here at Radio Park. Looking out my back door. Here's Creedence Clearwater Revival, CCR.
Just got home from Illinois. Locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing. Do, do, do. Looking out my back door. This giant doing cartwheels. Statue wearing high heels. Look at all. Listening to Buck Owens. Do, do, do. Looking out my back door. Pale Marines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One horse apparition provided by magician.
To Sturdivant, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. They say we're young and we don't know. We won't find out until we grow. Well, I don't know. Well, that's true. 'Cause you got me. So we don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
You don't think of Groundhog Day every time you hear that song. I got you, babe. Sonny and Cher, it's 8:16 at WRJN. It's sunny and 8 degrees now at Radio Park. I'm going to go through this one more time for you, okay? All right, you should know this by now. Cold weather does not cause colds. Cold season only happens when it's cold out because we spend a lot of time indoors in close quarters with other people, breathing recycled air and sneezing on each other. But my mother, who was generally right with everything, really missed the mark on this one. She said, if you don't bundle up, you'll go outside and you'll get a cold because it's cold outside. I heard that it lowers your resistance, but it doesn't cause a cold. Only cold germs can cause colds. Mom, I hate to say it, but I think you were wrong on this one.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The effect of the fires in Los Angeles have been devastating. The ultimate impact on the entertainment business remains to be seen, but two notable premieres were canceled due to the fires, including Universal's Wolfman, which was scheduled to have its premiere at the TCL Chinese Theater Tuesday night. Jennifer Lopez's Unstoppable premiere was also canceled Tuesday night. There is no word on whether or not the events will be rescheduled. Wolfman is set to hit theaters on Martin Luther King Day weekend. Matthew Perry has managed to stay in the news fairly often following his mysterious death in 2023. His friend's colleague Lisa Kudrow made news the other day when she appeared on the Drew Barrymore show and told Barrymore that Perry gave her the famous Friends cookie jar from the set as a parting gift after the last episode. Kudrow added that Perry left a note in the cookie jar that she only recently discovered after his death. It is unclear why Kudrow checked the cookie jar after all these years. Maybe a serious case of the munchies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
The county just requested more electric charging stations.
Orders have really amped up at Able Electric.
We need three more at First in Maine, and we just got another hotel chain.
It's no shock. Able Electric needs Able electricians.
The grocery store wants charging stations, too.
And fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that heartbreak hotel where I'll be. I'll be just a lonely baby. Well, I'm so lonely. I'll be just a lonely, I could die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there. So, I'll be just a lonely baby. I'll be just a lonely. I'll be so lonely, I'll make a die. Man, the bellhop's tears keep flowing. The desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on the lonely street. They'll never, never look back and think of so. I'll be just a lonely baby. Well, they're so lonely. Well, they're so lonely, I'll make a die. Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down the lonely street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be, where you'll be just a lonely baby. Well, you'll be lonely, you'll be so lonely, you could die.
Yesterday, Elvis Presley. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Here are the five most stressful jobs: firefighter, member of the military, general in the military, airline pilot, and police officer. Now, I'm not making this up. Broadcaster came in seventh place. Finally, some respect for people in radio and TV, huh? I think radio is more stressful than TV anyway. Hot stops, cry like a baby at WRJN.
As I look back on
Something good. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. A young boy in Florida called 911, but there was not an emergency. His mom was surprised when a police officer showed up at the door and asked her son why he called. He said he just wanted to give a cop a hug. They explained what 911 is actually for, and then they gave him a hug.
I'll be alone each and every night. While you're away, don't forget to write.
Here we are,
baby, goodbye.
Saying goodbye at the stage.
happening. See you in September. Local news and timeless hits here at WRJN. So who would you call first if you won the lottery? Now, I'm talking about like $100 million lottery, something like that. Well, according to the survey, 46% of people would call their significant other first. 10% would call their lawyer. I would call my CPA. The lady's been doing my taxes for years before I called anybody. And I'd fly her here first class to Racine. And I'd get her down, and I'd sit her down at the table and say, I'll give you $1 million, but do something. Tell me what to do with this $100 million, because I don't want to lose it. Hey, it's 8:31, local news, timeless hits. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine voters will have some options for several common council seats. With the deadline to file passed, the ballot is clear. The primary is February 18th, the general in April. In the 1st District, incumbent Jeff Coe is being challenged by Malik Fraser. The 5th has a primary with a three-way race. Incumbent Melissa Caprillion is facing off against Jens Jorgensen and Raymond Ellison Jr. In the 9th, Terry McCarthy has decided not to seek re-election. There'll be four candidates on the February ballot in that district. There's also contested elections in the 11th and the 15th. Fresh off a re-election, the congressman is making himself available tomorrow. 1st District Representative Brian Stile will start the day in Janesville and Beloit and hits Racine and Kenosha later in the day. There's an afternoon option at the Mount Pleasant Village Hall at 2, followed by a 3:30 session at the Kenosha County Center in Bristol. Stile says in a statement that he welcomes people to come and talk face-to-face about their issues. The kindness of Carter is still making an impact 35 years later. Today's the national day of mourning for former President Jimmy Carter. He and his wife visited Milwaukee in 1989 to volunteer with Habitat for Humanity. The partnership grew the organization in Milwaukee and in Kenosha and Racine as well. Until the 39th president arrived in Wisconsin, the local Habitat for Humanity group had never built a home.
The former president and first lady came to Milwaukee, mobilized over 1,000 volunteers, built 6 brand new homes, completed them in 1 week, as well as doing 8 rehabbed homes. So to say that this put Milwaukee Habitat on the map is an understatement.
Milwaukee Habitat CEO Brian Sunderman says many credit their interest in Habitat for Humanity to the Carters. The organization has active chapters in Racine and Kenosha, and they say they're always looking for someone to help swing a hammer. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 29 for a high this afternoon with winds south at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy with some light snow after midnight. We'll drop down to 22 tomorrow. More light snow. Not going to be much. A dusting at best. Our high tomorrow, right around 30. Could see more light snow on Sunday into Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
It is 8 degrees outside right now.
Sugary cereals are like on the bottom shelf of a cereal aisle. Healthier stuff is like at the top. Kashi, eat that. You're not sure what's in it. You're not even sure if you said it correctly. But it's got to be good. There's pictures of wheat on the box. And look at the one next to them. They're hugging and smiling. Know why? Because they're going to live past 40. Then I go down one more shelf. Corn Chex is cool. Corn Chex is totally fine. 12 essential vitamins and nutrients. It's right on the box. Corn Chex still doing great. Then look down one more shelf. Honey Nut Cheerios. Okay, I'm losing you a little bit. It is Cheerios, which is good. But I'll tell you my greatest concern. There's a cartoon on the box. But it is a cartoon bee. And at least bees exist. As long as you stay with illustrations of things that are actually things, you're doing okay. Honey Nut Cheerios, I'll accept it. Final shelf. Elves aren't real. Why is that tiger wearing a scarf? He shouldn't be cold. He's covered in fur. That captain does not look licensed to operate a vessel on the milk seas. And you're going after a cereal that features the modern Stone Age family? That's not a thing. You can't have a small brontosaurus as a pet dog. They never existed. Keep down this path. You're going to end up just like that diabetic vampire.
I'm
yes to one and left the other one right. There's so many changes and tears you must hide. Did you ever have to finally decide? Sometimes there's one with big blue eyes, cute as a bunny,
with hair down to here and plenty of money.
And just when you think she's that one in the world, your heart gets stolen by some massive little girl. And then you know you better make up your mind and pick up on one and leave the other behind. It's not often easy and not often kind. Did you ever have to make up your mind?
There you go, John Sebastian, Love and Spoonful. Do you ever have to make up your mind? Local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN. Well, if you've still got a festive fire hazard in your living room, it's a good day to get rid of it. The other day was National Take Down Your Tree Day. I think that was on the 6th. That would have been Monday. So if you still have your tree up, you better take it down. It could be a fire hazard, all right? Just here helping you out, folks. Okay, you know, if it's an artificial tree, I guess you can leave it up. We're talking about real trees. Stevie Wonder, Once in My Life. Local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN.
Once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. In touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once, I have something I know won't deserve. I'm not alone anymore. Oh, once I can say this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Hey, 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 yeah. Oh, dear, love you.
Local news and timeless.
Hear this story. A cat was reunited with his family in Colorado. They actually donated him to a thrift store. Here's what happened. They were unloading an old recliner and the cat must have crawled into it. They shipped it to the thrift store. When it got there, they heard the meowing. Oh my goodness. One free cat with every recliner. Huh? The Spinners, gonna be on Falling in Love.
Since I met you, I've begun to feel so speak your name. That's funny. You say that you are so helpless too, that you don't know what to do. Each night I pray there will never come a day when you up and take your love away.
and Timeless Hits, WRJN. I don't think this is good news. According to a study, your salary could depend on your boss's children. If your company's CEO is a guy and has a baby boy, you can expect your salary to shrink by about $200 a year on average. Now, if he has a baby girl, you'll get around a 1% raise. That's about $500 extra. Now, my question is, what if he has twin girls? Does that mean $1,000 extra? I told you, I wasn't sure if it was good news or bad news. It's 8:53. We're looking for sunshine today. Highs near 29 degrees. Right now, it's sunshiny and 11 degrees in Radio Park. We've got the Grassroots here, and sooner or later.
Sooner or later, love is gone.
Timeless Hits, WRJN.
Down.
Chiffon, Sweet Talking Guy. Local news and time. Let's hit to WRJN. I'm Don Rose, and I'll catch you tomorrow morning once again. 6 a.m. tomorrow, we're going to talk and find out what the new movies are around town. We have Movie Talk at 7:35 with Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. And we'll be talking to Mike Clemens, get the lowdown of the weekend sports picture as well at 8:50 tomorrow morning, all right? And we've got lots, of course, local news and timeless hits for you. Coming up next, we've got Dan Marcus and the Wax Museum at WRJN.